Let me begin by asking you some questions.
让我问你几个问几个问题来开始吧。
Did you look at the gas price recently?
最近你有没有看汽油的价格？
And has your grocery budget increased since last year?
你的日常开销是不是增加了呢？
What about the house prices and the rental prices?
房屋的价格或者是租金的价格怎么样呢？
Now, how do you truly feel when you see these prices?
当你们看到这些变化的时候，你心里面是怎么，你是怎么感受的呢？
Maybe you're angry.
也许你生气。
Maybe you're fearful.
或者是害怕。
Or maybe you're feeling anxious and worried about the future.
或者是你感觉很担忧，为未来担忧。
Well, our passage is found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to 34.
今天我们要谈到的经文是在马太福音的第六章的二十四到三十四节。
And anxiety is the main topic.
忧虑是今天要谈的事情。
And Jesus talks about anxiety 5 times in this passage.
在这一段经文里面，主耶稣谈到忧虑，谈到五次。
You see, as human beings, we're naturally prone to be anxious about a lot of things.
我们人呢，总是很自然的，就很容易去焦虑。
4 years ago, the whole world was anxious due to the pandemic.
在四年以前呢，整个世界呢为新冠病毒传染而感到忧虑。
But I want you to reflect on this question.
我想请你思考一下这个问题。
What are some things that are causing you to be anxious right now?
现在什么事情引起你忧虑呢？
And why?
为什么？
You see, Jesus teaches us and commands us not to be anxious.
主耶稣教导我们，他教导我们，也要求我们不要忧虑。
And one of the underlying issues of our anxiety is due to misplaced priority.
忧虑背后真正的原因呢，就是我们把优先次序放错了。
You see, we prioritize and even idolize the things of this world.
我们把这个世界的事情放在优先，或者是我们甚至去敬拜这些事情。
Instead, we should be focusing and prioritizing the things of God.
其实我们更应该把我们更应该把神的事情放在优先，更应该专注于神的事情。
And so I'll continue with the theme on priority that I began earlier this year.
所以我要继续来讲优先次序这个话题。这个话题呢是今年我们年初的时候开始的。
And so the simple point for this message is this.
这个经文的这个信息的很简单的说就是这样。
Trusting and focusing on God must be your priority in this anxious age.
在这个忧虑的时代，信靠神，专注于他，应该是我们首要的任务。
And so as we look at this text, let me briefly set up the context here.
在我们读这段经文的时候，我给你介绍一点背景的上下文背景。
Jesus is teaching his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount.
主耶稣呢，当时在教导他的门徒，就是登山宝训。
You see, the disciples of Jesus are those who have repented of their sins.
他的门徒们已经是为他们的罪悔改过的。
They have trusted in Jesus for their salvation.
他们呢，知道主耶稣带给他们救恩。
They receive him as their Lord and Savior.
他们把他当作他们的救主和他们的主。
And being disciples of Jesus means becoming more and more like him.
做主耶稣的门徒就意味着越来越像他。
And being conformed to Jesus is accomplished by obeying all that Jesus has commanded us to do.
顺服主耶稣给我们的命令就使我们越来越像他。
And so in this text, we'll learn 6 reasons why we as Christians are not to be anxious.
在这段经文里面，我们要学到六个原因，就是为什么我们不需要忧虑的六个原因。
Reason number one for why we're not to be anxious.
第一个原因。
You who serve God faithfully can trust him to meet your material needs.
忠心侍奉神的人可以信靠耶稣为我们信靠神为我们提供我们所需要的。
Now I want you to take a look at verse 24.
你如果看一下第二十四节
，Jesus makes a statement that you cannot serve both God and money.
在这个句子里面，经文里面，耶稣宣告说，你不能同时侍奉两个主。
See, the key to understand this passage about anxiety is which is my master?
理解这段经文的关键就在于知道谁是你的主。
Which do I love or hate more?
我恨更恶谁或者更爱谁。
Which do I devote or despise more?
我更轻谁或者更重谁。
Is God my master?
是神是我的主吗？
Or is money, material possessions, my master?
还是钱财是我的主呢？
In his ministry, Jesus talks about two things more than any other topics.
在主耶稣的事工里面，他谈到两个话题是谈的最多的，一个就是地狱，一个就是钱财。
That is hell and money.
地狱和钱财。
So Jesus is aware that we naturally focus and want more money.
主耶稣知道我们很自然的就倾向于想要积蓄更多的钱财。
Now Jesus is not saying that money is inherently evil.
主耶稣并不是说钱财本身是邪恶的。
The Bible says the love of money, that is greed, is the root of all kinds of evils.
圣经说是对钱财的那种贪欲，那种贪婪是一切邪恶的根源。
But Jesus challenges his disciples and all of us on their misplaced priority.
主耶稣挑战他的门徒和我们，挑战我们那些就是放错了位置的那种手，把我们的首要，把优先秩序放错了。
See, being occupied with money can make one become anxious about the things in life.
如果我们心里面充满了对钱财的意念、心思的话，我们就很自然的会焦虑。
And Jesus challenges his disciples to prioritize serving God as their master and not money.
所以主耶稣呢，挑战他的门徒，把侍奉神当成他们首要的任务，而不是钱财。
Now, if you're occupied with the things of God, you may be wondering about this.
如果你把侍奉神当成主要的事情的话，你可能会想，
How can I take care of my ordinary needs in life, such as food, clothing, and shelter?
那我怎么样来满足这些需要呢？比如说对衣食住的需要。
Now, I want you to take a look at verse 25 here.
我们来看一下第25节。
If you are focusing on God and not depending on earthly goods, then don't be anxious about your life.
如果你是把神放在你的焦点上面，而不依靠地上的物质的话，你不需要为世界上的事情而忧虑。
Now, don't worry about your food and your drink and your clothing.
你不需要焦虑吃什么、喝什么或者是穿什么。
Now you may be thinking, well, Jesus, that's easier said than done.
你也许会说，哎呀，耶稣啊，你那样说是容易了，做起来就困难了。
Jesus, you're just ignorant and naive of the harsh reality of life.
你可能说，耶稣啊，你不知道现实很艰难的。
However, we cannot assume that we know more about the difficulties of life than Jesus.
但是呢，我们不能假设我们自己知道这个世界的艰难比耶稣知道的更多。
You see, during Jesus' time, food and water could seldom be taken for granted.
你知道在主耶稣的世代，食物、水并不是轻易可以得到的。
See, people in Israel had less food and less clean water and clothing than us Canadians.
你知道以色列的人，他们对食物或者是干净的水或者是衣服的拥有比我们加拿大人少多了。
And people in Israel were economically impoverished than us Canadians.
在以色列的人比我们加拿大的人要穷多了。
And in fact, Jesus dealt with many people who had sicknesses, skin diseases, disabilities, and demon possessions.
主耶稣其实跟许多人打过交道，就是那些有疾病的、有疾病的、有皮肤病的、有残疾的。和那些被鬼附的。
And yet Jesus commands his disciples not to be anxious.
然而主耶稣还是教导他的门徒说不要担忧，不要忧虑。
Now look at the end of verse 25.
请看第25节的后半段。
Jesus challenges his disciples with this rhetorical question.
主耶稣呢，用这个重复的问题来挑战他的门徒。
Is not life more than food and a body more than clothing?
生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
See, Jesus is arguing from lesser value to a greater value of life.
主耶稣呢，从 生活里面就是价值比较小的事情说到价值比较大的事情。
See, the life and the body are of great value because God has given them to us.
生命和身体是有更大价值的，因为这是神赐予我们的。
And the food and the clothing are actually of lesser value.
食物和衣裳呢是有较少小的价值的。
And so the point is that Jesus is making is that if God provides the greater value, then He will certainly provide the lesser value to us.
主耶稣在这里想说的就是，如果神赐予我们更大价值的东西，那那些价值比较小的，他当然要赐予我们的。
And therefore, we are not to be anxious.
所以我们不需要担忧。
And if we are consumed by anxiety, we underestimate the power of God to provide.
如果我们被忧虑所胜的话，我们就是低估了神供应的大能。
So second reason for why you're not to be anxious.
第二个理由是
You are more valuable in the eyes of your heavenly Father.
第二个理由是你在天父的眼睛里面是有极大的价值的。
I want you to look at verse 26.
我想请你们阅读第二十六节。
See, Jesus here and also later on uses two illustrations.
他在这里呢用了两个说明。
It's the birds of the air and the flowers.
就是天上的飞鸟和花朵。
You see, Jesus here points his disciples to the birds of the air.
在这里呢，主耶稣呢就对他的门徒呢指着天上的飞鸟说。
Birds don't stockpile food like us.
飞鸟呢，他们不会储藏食物。
They don't have refrigerators or freezers to preserve their food for many days to come.
他们没有冰箱来储存食物。
Yet they don't have to worry about it.
但是他们并不为此担忧。
They don't sow nor reap.
他们也不种也不收。
In other words, they're not like farmers that work extremely hard to get their crops.
他们不像农民一样的要很辛苦的工作，以至于才能得到收获。
See, the birds are diligent in finding enough food to eat for the day.
鸟儿呢，他们只是努力地去寻找他们当天所需要的食物。
And Jesus' point is that your heavenly Father feeds these little birds.
主耶稣的就指出来说，我们的天父呢，都养活这些鸟儿。
And if God feeds them, then how much more will He feed and provide for His people like us?
那如果是天父都养活这些鸟儿，那天父不是更要养活我们这些他的子民吗？
We are more valuable than those birds.
我们比飞鸟呢更有价值。
We as humans are made in the image of God, not animals or birds.
我们人呢是以神的形象而造的，而鸟和动物呢不是的。
And if God cares for the lesser creatures like the birds, then He certainly will provide for His disciples.
如果神养活关照那些动物鸟儿的话，他更要关注他的子民。
And if God provides for creatures that don't labor, then how much more will He provide for those who do labor?
如果神关照看顾那些并不劳苦的，并不需要去工作的那些创造物，那他更要关照看顾我们劳苦的。
And Jesus uses the second illustration in verses 28 to 30.
在第二十八到第三十节，主耶稣用了第二个比喻。
See, Jesus asked another question.
耶稣呢用了问了一个问题。
Why are you anxious about clothing?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？
See, Jesus uses flowers as an illustration here.
他在这里呢用花儿呢来做说明。
And he points to his disciples to look at those flowers in the field.
他让他的门徒，他指给他的门徒看那个野地里面的花。
And unlike birds, flowers are especially not living creatures.
不像动物，那植物花儿呢，它更是不是可以活动的。
But flowers don't even move or even work.
植物花儿呢，它甚至都不能移动位置，它更不能工作的。
And yet flowers are also clothed in natural decoration and colors.
但是呢，花儿呢，它也穿着天然的装饰和颜色色彩。
And Jesus tells us that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed or arrayed like one of these flowers.
耶稣就说，甚至在所罗门极 荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
See, King Solomon was the most extravagant king to have ever lived in Israel.
所罗门是以色列历史上最奢华的、最讲排场的一个王。
However, even Solomon was not as glorious as the flowers.
尽管如此呢，他所穿戴的呢，还不如这花一朵呢。
But as you look at verse 30, but God clothes the grass in the ancient world, which is alive and then disappears the next day.
神呢也给草小草呢也穿上衣服。虽然在古代的时候呢，草的存活的时间是很短的。
That's because Israel is very hot.
因为以色列呢是非常热的。
So grass in the ancient world was rather short-lived.
他们只在这个世界上存活很短的时间。
If God provides and cares even the short life expectancy of grass, then He will certainly provide for His children who are destined for eternal glory.
如果神看顾那个那么短时间，在存活时间这么短的小草，他当然要看顾他命定了要有永生的。我们的他的子民呢
？So don't worry about your clothing.
所以呢，不要为穿什么而忧虑。
Now, if God can clothe nature, then how much more will He clothe you?
如果他给这个大自然穿戴一切装饰，那他照样要来给你穿戴。
Now, clothing may not be an issue for all of us.
当然，穿戴并不是对我们来说并不是个问题。
I can see all of you are wearing something from top to bottom.
我可以看到你们每一个人都穿了，从头到脚都穿了。
But here's the punch.
但是呢，重要的是这个。
We may not be anxious about clothing as Canadians.
我们加拿大人呢，不需要为衣服而担忧。
But we may be anxious about how we clothe ourselves.
但是呢，我们可能担忧的是，我们怎么样来打扮我们自己。
We may be anxious about how we look before others.
我们可能担忧的是，我们在别人面前，别人会怎么看我们。
Now, think about this. Let me ask you a question.
让我来问你一个问题。
Maybe two questions.
两个问题吧。
How much time did you spend getting ready for church?
你来教堂之前，你花了多少时间来做准备
？Or even how much money did you spend on the clothing that you're wearing?
你今天穿戴的衣服，你花了多少钱在他们身上
？Now, I don't think having a style of fashion is a bad thing.
我并不是说穿衣有品味是一件坏事。
But our culture can be consumed by the god of fashion.
但是我们对我们的文化崇拜对时尚、服装时尚的追求。
Now you can buy clothing from expensive products and brands.
你可以买很贵重的衣服。
However, consider this question before buying another clothing from luxurious brands.
好，当你下一次要再买贵重的衣服的时候，请想一下这个问题。
Why are you buying it?
为什么你要买它
？Now, ladies, especially young ladies, be careful of desiring to clothe yourselves, and also your face. Clothe your face with excessive makeup.
姐妹们，特别是年轻的姐妹们，你们在使用过度的化妆品来把你们的脸穿上一件衣服之前，要小心一点了。
Now, the Bible says here in 1 Timothy chapter 2.That women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but what is proper for a woman to profess godliness with good works.
在提摩太前书的第二章这里讲到，又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠或贵价的衣裳为装饰。只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
So the reason number three for why we're not to be anxious is anxiety doesn't improve your life.
第三个原因是你焦虑并不会使你的生活变得更好。
And so take a look at verse 27.
我们来看一下第二十七节。
See, Jesus asked another rhetorical question.
这里呢，耶稣又问了一个问题。
Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
？Can worrying prolong your life expectancy?
你焦虑会不会使你的寿数增加呢
？Now many of us have a healthy lifestyle.
我们当中很多人呢都有很健康的生活方式。
We exercise.
我们运动。
We eat carefully.
我们吃东西的时候呢，很小心。
We do our best to improve the quality of our life and eventually, hopefully, live a good ripe old age.
我们尽量的去提高我们的生活质量，希望呢，我们的寿命可以因此延长。
However, all those things do not promise an extension of our lifespan.
但是这些事情呢，都不能保证我们的生命真的延长。
But only God has numbered our days.
神知道我们的在世的年日。
And so for worrying actually doesn't increase your lifespan.
其实呢，焦虑呢，不能使我们的生命延长。
And not only that, worrying could cause you to decrease your lifespan.
其实呢，我们还知道呢，焦虑呢，反倒会使我们的寿命缩短。
Medical research from Mayo Clinic says that anxiety can have a negative impact on your health.
有医学的研究呢，表明焦虑呢，对健康呢，有负面的影响。
Therefore, worrying is futile, ineffective, and actually counterproductive.
所以呢，焦虑其实是没有效果的，甚至是反作用的。
Reason number four for why we're not to be anxious.
第四个理由是
God knows your needs, but you have to prioritize His kingdom and His righteousness.
神知道我们的需要，但是呢，你必须要把他的国、他的义呢放在首位。
Let's look at verses 31 to 33.
我们看一下第31到第33节。
See, since God can feed and clothe His children, we do not need to worry about what we eat, drink, or wear.
所以，因为神会来提供他的子民衣和食，所以我们不需要担忧这些事情。
Now, why is that?
为什么呢？
Well, Jesus says, "For the Gentiles seek after all these things."
主耶稣说。外邦人才追求这些事情。
See, all these things refer to the necessity of life, like eating, drinking, clothing.
所说的这些事情呢，就是指的生活所需的这些衣服啊、吃的，这些事情。
See, these Gentiles, these pagans are obsessed and consumed by these things.
外邦人呢，他们迷恋这些事情。
It's they're heathens, they're unbelievers.
他们是不信神的人。
They do not have a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
他们跟天父没有什么关系。
Their minds are focused on worldly things that pass away.
他们的心思意念呢，是集中在那些会过去的事情上面。
And so they're always concerned about material wants and material needs.
他们呢，总是想要那些物质方面的需要。
They naturally put their hope and their expectation in this life so that they can enjoy this life only.
他们把他们的希望把他们的期望都放在今生他们尽量的享受今生
But eventually all those things will be taken away from them after this life
那些物质的东西当这今生结束的时候呢都要被拿走
But Jesus is speaking to his disciples he's saying that you are different
耶稣呢对门徒讲这些话呢是告诉他们说你们是不同的
He's saying you're my disciple
你们是我的门徒
And because you're my disciples,
因为你们是我的门徒
you can rest assured that your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
因为你们是我的门徒，所以你们可以放心，你的天父知道你们的需要。
So you see, to think and to crave like the world is to worry like the world.
如果我们像世人那样去思考、去渴望这些东西，那我们就跟世人。就是跟世人没有什么两样。
And when we do that, our minds are not set on heavenly things, but on worldly ones.
当我们这样想的时候，我们的心思意念就是放在地上的事情，而不是放在属天的事情。
And acting like the Gentiles that don't know God is actually dishonoring to God.
如果我们像外邦人一样的行事的话，我们其实是在羞辱我们的神。
So we are to live out our identity as disciples of Jesus and not like the pagans.
所以呢，我们作为主耶稣的门徒，我们要活出一个跟外邦人不一样的一个生命。
Here's one more thing I want to say.
这里呢，我有一个还有一个事情要说。
Jesus knows that you need them.
主耶稣知道你需要你的需要。
Your Father knows that you need them all.
你的天父知道你的需要。
And hopefully that would bring some assurance to you.
但愿这一个呢，让你。心里面有确据。
We do get a positive commandment from the Lord.
我们也从神那里呢得到一个 积极的一个呼召。
We just sang this morning.
我们今天早上刚刚唱过这个。
Seek the first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
先求神的国和他的义。
I hope we all meant it when we sang it.
我们当我们唱的时候，我们都是真心诚意。真心诚意的。
See, God's kingdom and His righteousness must be of importance in the life of the disciple.
在我们耶稣的门徒的生命当中，神的国、神的义应该是最重要的事情。
See, if you want to be anxious about something, be anxious about your spiritual condition.
如果你非要为什么事情担忧的话，你应该为你的属灵的状况而担忧。
Be more concerned about being close to God and His kingdom.
愿你更关注于神的国和神的国。
Be more concerned about growing in your relationship with Him.
你更应该专注于说，建立跟神更好的、更亲近的关系。
Be more devoted to submitting to God as your King and your Master.
更努力的来侍奉神，把他当作你的王、你的主、你的王。
Be focused on the eternal things instead of the temporary ones.
更专注于那些永恒的事情，而不是暂时的事情、短暂的事情。
We just prayed this prayer, the Lord's Prayer.
我们刚才祷告过主祷文。
Jesus taught his disciples to pray that God's kingdom will be on earth as it is in heaven.
主耶稣教他的门徒说，要求神的国在地如在天。
And so, what's the result when we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness?
那我们追求神的国和神的义之后的结果会是什么呢？
The text says all these things will be added to you.
经文说所有这些事情都要加给你们。
See, God will provide His disciples the fundamental human needs.
所以神会来照顾到他的门徒们的需要。
And sometimes, quite often, throughout history, God provides through the church.
在历史上常常神借着教会来供应给他的门徒。
See, the early church in the book of Acts is an example where they share their possessions with one another.
在使徒行传里面，初期教会呢，他们凡物公用。
Now, the reason number five for why we are not to be anxious.
第五个原因是
You should focus on God's provision for today.
你应该专注在神为你今天所预备的。
Look at verse 34.
请看第34节。
Jesus commands us not to be anxious about tomorrow.
主耶稣命令说不要为明天忧虑。
And why is that?
为什么？
It's because tomorrow will be anxious for itself.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
It means that you don't know what a day may bring forth.
也就是说你不知道这一天将要发生的是什么。
And since each day has its own troubles, let tomorrow worry about itself.
因为每一天都有每一天的难处，所以明天的难处你不要今天就去担了。
You should live in the present, not in the future or the past.
你应该活在现在，而不是将来或者是过去。
Focus on what you need to do today.
专注于你今天要做的事情。
Focus on what God has provided for you today.
专注于今天神供应你的东西。
Jesus says, "Sufficient for the day is its own trouble."
主耶稣说一天的难处一天当就够了。
I mean, each day has enough trouble of its own, right?
我们也知道每一天都有每一天的难处，对吧？
And so why add tomorrow's problems to today's?
所以为什么要把明天的问题加到今天上面呢？
Worrying results from focusing on the future rather than the present.
当你把注意力放在将来而不是现在的话，你就会忧虑。
Now, this does not mean we should not be planning for the future.
当然我们不是说不要为未来而计划。
Jesus in the Bible never prohibits the idea of planning.
主耶稣从来没有，在圣经里面从来没有禁止计划。
He does command his disciples, don't worry about it.
他要求他的门徒不要忧虑。
Focus on the challenges that you have today.
专注于你今天的面临的挑战。
And trust your future into God's hands.
把你的未来放在神的手里。
And lastly, reason number six, anxiety demonstrates a sin of unbelief in God.
第六个原因是我们焦虑的话呢，是显示出来对神的一个不信，对神的不信。
Now, if you're still anxious even after church this morning,
如果今天你来到教会以后还是继续的焦虑的话，
And Jesus, listen to Jesus' rebuke at the end of verse 30, or maybe at the beginning of the first 30 in Chinese.
主耶稣在第三十节，或者是三十节里面有说到。
So Jesus says, "Oh, you of little faith."
他责备我们说，你们这些小信的人呐。
See, Jesus says that the reason you face anxiousness is due to unbelief.
因为你如果是焦虑的话，就是因为你不信。
Being anxious about the necessary things to survive demonstrate your lack of faith in God.
就表示出你对神的信实没有信心，你不相信神的信实。
And lack of faith is actually a sin of unbelief.
这个缺乏这个信心呢，其实就是不信，就是一个罪。
It undermines God's love and His provision for us.
因为它抹杀了神的爱和他的供应。
But here's the good news.
但是呢，这里是好消息。
You see, we celebrated communion just now.
刚才我们才领了圣餐。
Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins, and He was buried, and He was raised on the third day.
主耶稣在十字架上受死，而且被埋葬，第三天复活。
So that our sins, including anxiety and even unbelief, can be forgiven.
所以我们的罪，包括焦虑的罪，包括不信的罪，都已经被赦免了。
And so if God has provided the greatest gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ for His people, He can certainly provide for your daily needs.
如果主耶稣通过，如果神通过主耶稣给了我们，永生，那他当然会供应你其他的所需。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, He can renew your heart and empower you to live in obedience to His word.
借着圣灵的大能，他可以使你的心意更新，给你力量来活出。
See, because of the work of Jesus on the cross, let us seek God's grace in overcoming anxiety in our lives by trusting in Him.
因为主耶稣在十字架上的工作，让我们寻求神的恩典，通过信靠他而克服我们的焦虑。
Now, outside of this passage, the New Testament does talk a lot about anxiety, dealing with anxiety.
除了刚才读的经文，新约圣经里面有好几处都讲到怎么样来克服焦虑。
So let me just offer you three concise applications when facing anxiety.
让我来跟你提到三处的经文。
First, pray and ask God to give you faith to believe in the words of Jesus.
第一个呢，就是祷告，求神给你信心来相信主耶稣的话。
Pray and ask God to give you peace in this anxious age.
祷告，求神在这个焦虑的时代给你平静安稳。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus."
在腓立比书的第四章六到七节，这样说：应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And second, learn to be content with what you have.
第二点呢，就是学习来知足。
And resist the urge to desire more material things than you actually need.
抵抗那种冲动，就是想要去拥有更多财富的那种冲动，那种欲望。
Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs."
在提摩太前书第六章六到十节是这样讲：然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了。因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And lastly,
最后
humble yourselves before God.
在主面前，在神面前谦卑自己。
Peter reminds all believers to practice humility and trust God with our cares.
彼得提醒我们所有的神的跟随者要谦卑，把我们的忧虑交托给神。
First Peter chapter 5 says, verse 6 to 7 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him. Why? Because he cares for you.
彼得前书的第五章第六到七节这样说，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
And so the simple point for this message is this.
所以今天的信息的中心思想是
Trusting and focusing on God must be your priority in this anxious age.
在这个令人焦虑的时代，信靠神，专注于神，应该是你的优先大事。
And you've been given the reasons from Jesus why you're not to be anxious.
在这里你们已经知道了神耶稣告诉你们为什么不要忧虑的理由。
And I would encourage you to go back to the sermon to review the reasons.
我鼓励你去复习一下这些理由。
And those reasons should serve as antidotes for overcoming anxiety.
那些理由应该是可以作为治愈你的忧虑的良药。
See, anxiety keeps you away from faith in God.
你知道顾虑忧虑使你远离神。
But faith in God keeps you away from anxiety.
但是对神的信靠使你远离忧虑。
So the question is, will you trust in the reasons that Jesus gives for why you're not to be anxious?
所以问题就是你相不相信主耶稣告诉你的这些不要忧虑的理由。
Will you trust God to provide for your needs in this anxious age?
在这个令人焦虑的时代，你相不相信神他会供应你一切的所需？
Well, let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for this word.
谢谢你神，谢谢神的话语。
Thank you for instructing us on what it looks like to deal with anxiety.
感谢神给我们这些话语，来让我们知道怎么样来对付焦虑。
Lord, please forgive us when we are consumed by anxiety.
神啊，当我们被焦虑所胜的时候，请饶恕我们。
Forgive us when we have not trusted in you.
饶恕我们不信你。
But thank you, Jesus, by your grace, you gave your life for us.
谢谢主耶稣给我们把你的生命给我们的这样的恩典。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
以至于我们的罪才可以得赦免。
So that we can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father.
我们才可以跟我们的天父有一个关系。
Be with everyone here.
和我们每一个同在。
As they go out this week.
当我们接下来过这下面的一周的时候
And I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣的美名
Amen.
Amen.